Welcome to the Get Geek Podcast. I am Devin, and with me is...
Timothy. Blakely.
Timothy, you sound, angry. What's wrong?
I'm not angry. Why would you assume that?
Oh, I don't know.
Bitch.
Well, did you hear that nice new intro music we have?
I mean, I did, because I made it, you know, because I do stuff like that. So...
Sorry.
That was definitely not a situation that...
That was a terrible joke. That is the perfect situation.
That wasn't even a... Are you calling my life a joke?
Yes.
Okay.
As long as you're okay with that.
I would expect nothing less from you.
Okay, then.
So today our subjects are going to be...
Okay, well, so we're a little bit late, but we still have to talk about the new Doctor Who, or new-ish...
What about new-ish?
Yeah. But first, we have to listen to a little bit of this. I just had a whogasm. Wow. I really need to turn that up.
Yeah, I'm pretty cool.
So what'd you think of the new episode?
Well, I mean, I would definitely have a better set opinion if I hadn't watched it like a week ago, but it was really
like 3 days
good.
Ago. It was what?
Yeah, it was just a complete exaggeration, but we're gonna ignore that. I quite enjoyed it. It was very good.
Yeah.
And stuff.
I liked Rory's joke about how he's always like dying or almost dying.
He made a joke about that? What?
What? That one girl said something, and then he's like, welcome to my world, about, like, she was like, I feel like I'm gonna die any minute now, or something.
I don't remember that. That's awesome, because he dies every episode. He's like Kenny from South Park.
Except for that, like, half season where he was just dead, so he couldn't die anymore.
Yeah, like...
Or he just ceased to exist, which is way...
It's way worse, like on a scale of things that are bad.
Like scales from, like, there's on one end of the scale not bad and one end bad. There's nothing
in there. You don't need to elaborate anymore, Devin.
I just wanted to point out how dumb your scales are.
My scales are perfectly fine. See, this, when Devin gets on air, he just gets really rude and insensitive.
It's true. Well, no. I'm just when I'm around you, but...
Well. Sound.
So how... What? So how do you think that the second part is gonna go, though?
I have no idea. Like, my microphone's been away from me.
Like, do you think they're actually, like, the plastic people are actually just gonna, like, plan out fight with the human people?
I have no idea. Like, I would, frankly, I have no idea. That's all I gotta say. As long as Rory doesn't die.
Well, what about Plastic Doctor?
He looks like Voldemort, mostly, but...
Do you think he's gonna turn evil, though?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Okay, just making sure.
No, I think that he's gonna pretend to be like all like nice and
like the doctor, but with a weird face at the end of that episode. So
yeah.
So I mean, he's got that going for him.
Yeah.
So he's got.
What?
Oh, you go.
I think this is gonna be the next one's gonna be really good. Like, it was a two-parter. It's a two-parter, right?
Yeah. Which is weird. Like, they've already, like, this will be over half a season that's two-parters.
I know, right? Like, jeez, you can't just write one part.
Also, episodes. What is this? The next episode is gonna be the sixth one?
I don't know. Right?
That just makes me sad. It's like, dude, it's already almost half over.
Don't say that.
That's just
depressing.
Yeah, you can't stop it now. Oh, maybe I should have done this before, but when we talked about Doctor Who. But Tim, are you ready to talk about Paranormal Echoes? Is that
what?
Do we have a new? Here, I'm just gonna play it.
Reviews.
That was another jingle courtesy of Timothy Blakely.
Courtesy of Sunday Night.
Yeah. Well, everything's courtesy of Sunday Night.
I don't even know what that means. Okay, give us a rundown of Paranormal Echoes.
Echoes Paranormal. Okay, so, like, I like to listen to news, but I don't know what, like, I have a hard time finding new news to listen to. That's until I found Paranormal Echoes. Now my life is so good.
Tim, no, how much are they paying you?
It's a radio station, and, like, the reason I normally, my opinion on radio is normally just stock, like, ugh, I hate that. But that's just because it's so overly mainstream and they play the same songs over and over again. And, like, but this is, like they play really hipstery indie music, which is what I like.
So if you're into that.
So if you're into good music, then you should check it out.
Like, what? I'm pretty sure there's more than one kind of indie.
Okay, well, like, it's just, it's really unique music and stuff. Like, Tom Milsom has had two songs at least played on there. And, like Math the Band is something that we played on there. Although, I don't know if they have. I hope they have.
Math the Band has been recently reviewed on the website.
Yeah, you turn around. Math the Band actually did ban the math, if you didn't know.
Yeah, it's almost, I realize it's almost a palindrome, if it weren't for the E's, or the E and the extra D or whatever. They were close, though.
Well, yeah, I mean, like, I hope you realize that, like, that was on purpose.
Yeah, no, I know. I realize that.
Oh, okay. You just, the way you said it. But, yeah. But, like,
what?
No, it wouldn't be a palindrome at all. It would be a word palindrome, like, is word-wise, but not letter-wise.
What do you mean?
We're getting sidetracked.
Yeah, we're getting, okay. So, how much do you, do they have commercials, or like what?
Well, one time, I was listening to it, no, there's no commercials, I'm like, I was listening to it once, and it was all like, hey, do you like Canada? Listen to our radio, it was like, because I think, it was weird, but the guy who does it, like, does it from his college campus, so I'm going to guess that was just, so you're not going to get any ads, except for one occasionally from the actual college.
And, so does he talk at all?
Yeah, he does talk a bit.
Okay.
It's, like, not much. Like, he doesn't say much. So he just is like, okay, the next song's gonna be...
Do you just access this from the internet? It's not an actual...
Yes, we'll put a link down in the... Under.
Down in the down under?
Down under, mate. Yeah.
Okay. Well, I've got here to review the third volume of Fables, which I've reviewed the first, or no, just the second one on the site. This one is collecting the issues of 11 through 18, written by Bill Willingham and drawn by a smattering of dudes. Mark Buckingham and Steve Leolaha or something. However you say that. So the first episode, or the first issue is just kind of, it's just the story of Jack in America doing crazy things, playing poker with the devil.
Oh?
And Tim saw something that piques his interest, that there's chickens that were, they're all dead.
Yeah, the bunny with the guns more piqued my interest than anything.
Yeah, the bunny with the guns is not in this book, at least that I remember.
At all? Or like?
No, I don't think so.
Wow. They're just advertising like on a lie.
Well, that's not on the cover of this, so that's on another one. That's on the second volume, I think. So this volume is about, or the main like five issue arc is about Snow White is still recovering from being shot. And
What?
Yes, that happened.
What?
Oh, that's right. Oh, so first there's a two issue thing where this guy comes up to them and is like, I know what you are, and he thinks they're vampires because they're immortal. And he's going to, like, publish it in the paper. He's going to publish all the stuff he found out about him in the paper, and they have to get rid of him. But they don't want to kill him. And they have to, basically, they use, it's really cool, they use Sleeping Beauty. They go in, they make her go inside and prick her finger, and then everyone in the building falls asleep, and then they go in. And so everyone's asleep, and they just, like, start deleting files and stuff.
This movie just sounds, or this book, I mean, sounds so much cooler than I thought it was. Oh my god, I need to read this.
Also, Prince Charming, yeah. He's such a dick, if you haven't read any of this. Like, literally all he cares about is money, and basically what he's been doing for the past, like, 100 years or so is, like, going around the country and just, like, seducing women and then, like, just, like, using their credit cards and stuff and then just leaving them. It's pretty awesome.
Sounds perfectly fine to me.
So basically, yeah, they blackmail that guy. And this, the second part of this book is about, a plot to get, to kill Snow White and the Big Bad Wolf, or Big V.
Bad Wolf? Like, two?
Yep.
No, okay. Sorry.
And, actually, Prince Charming kind of saves the day a little bit in this one. Because he still, he wants Bluebeard's money, who's the one that's trying to kill them.
What?
Yeah, this, I don't even know. There's a lot of people who die in this book, let's just say. And, you finally get to see the Big Bad Wolf turn into a wolf. Oh, and he huffs and puffs in this one.
What? Is it? I thought it was...
Like, he blows a bunch of trees down.
What is this a play on?
It's like... So in Fables, all of the Fables have to, they got kicked out of, like, fairy tale land or whatever by some evil thing. And so they're living in the real world. And they all live in this one, like, little part of New York together. But they still, like, and a lot of them, like, have, like, magic spells to, like, make people, like, not realize what they look like, really. And stuff like that.
Why am I not reading this book right now?
I don't know. Why aren't you? Also, The last issue is just like a little thing about how the dudes from Gulliver's Travels, the little people, Lilliputians, like how they like have to do this stupid little ritual where they try and steal, like, a secret seed or whatever to grow women, because that's how Thimbelina was born. Anyway, that's basically a review. It's pretty good.
Can you play the review thing in?
Okay. Well, if you read the first two volumes of Fables, then you basically know what you want from this. You're gonna get this anyway, but I would suggest going back to
reviews.
Also, what were you scraping? What was that sound?
Sorry, I thought it was just don't mind me. I'm just over here being obnoxious. So what's next?
So we've gotten some news items. Have you heard about the Napoleon Dynamite TV show?
What?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, they're making a cartoon out. Or it's a cartoon.
A cartoon?
Yeah, it's gonna be on Fox.
I feel this is gonna be.
I feel a little weird though. Like, it's. At least from the trailer, like, a lot of the jokes, I can't tell if they're just doing this or if this is what the actual show is going to be, but a lot of the jokes are the same as the movie. Like, I feel like maybe they're just doing that so people will be like, oh yeah, I remember that movie. But
I feel like this is either going to be, like, the best show of all time or a just complete, utter failure.
They have, like, all the original people doing the voices, so.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
Wow.
I don't even know, like, I don't know who's writing it or anything. I don't even know who wrote the movie. But.
Probably.
Also,
you.
I can't tell why they're doing a cartoon.
Yeah, like, what could possibly.
Is it just because, like, oh, Family
Money.
Guy is popular?
Money.
Money? Money? Money, money, money. Money, money, money. Okay. Also, I wanted to mention there's this documentary coming out. I don't know when.
But it's could that chance be called Showrunners? Or?
Yeah.
I've heard of that.
Okay, so it's like a bunch of interviews of like showrunners, like the Lindelof guy, whatever his name is. He was the showrunner of Lost. If you don't know what a showrunner is, it's like a guy who, like, orchestrates the whole, like, story of the show. He's like the head writer, basically.
Oh, so, like, the person, like, he doesn't write the scripts, he just, like, decides what the show is about?
Like, well, they write
what's
some
gonna
of the
happen
scripts,
and stuff?
As far as, like, but they don't write all the scripts. They're just, like.
So they just write the stories.
Like,
they.
Yeah.
They made up. Okay.
You have the dude from House, dude from Lost, dude from Battlestar Galactica, guy from
Battlestar Galactica,
Leverage, Torchwood, and they have the Russell T. Davies, so.
Oh my gosh, yes.
And I think they have more. I don't know of a lot of these shows.
The Closer, that's an alright show. Sons of Anarchy, my dad loves that show, so he's nice, so. Did you already say Fringe?
Oh, no, I didn't. Oh, yeah, there.
Yeah, they are. That show's
Leverage.
Good.
That has that one guy in it. I don't really know. It's about heists, I think.
It's about crazy stuff.
Okay, and also, White Holes. This is breaking news, Tim.
Breaking news. Play a clip.
I don't have a breaking news thing. Because, I mean, I would, but we didn't.
Recording a podcast. How are you? What are you doing? Just getting close?
Yeah.
Okay, you can talk.
It's not
dirty. That's dirty.
I just need light stuff.
This is dirty. Wait, no, that's not dirty.
Dang, it's not dirty.
God.
You're supposed to fall too.
I do, okay.
Okay, the light stuff? No, no more white stuff.
How about those shorts? Are those shorts clean?
Yes. Devin?
Hmm?
Why was it just silence there for like...
I was just waiting, and then, yeah. Okay. So, like, in 2006, they thought it was a supernova, but, like, I guess later they found out there was, like, because it was an explosion, but they found out there was no actual star that supernovaed, so they think it's a white hole, which, okay, so you know how a black hole, like, sucks everything up?
Oh, I didn't know that, but thank you.
Well, a white hole just, like, poops out.
Continue.
It just poops out the matter of the universe. It sounds really weird, but apparently they can only, like, exist for, like, a small amount of time before they just implode. But, of course, I mean, this could all be proven wrong in, like, a day. Oh. Do you have a fax machine?
Wait, Devin? Devin?
Yeah?
Were you hearing that?
Yeah.
What? You're not supposed to be hearing that. Okay. That white hole thing's pretty fascinating, yeah.
Well, this seems like I didn't know there was such a thing, first of all. And second of all, how does that even work?
I read a book where white hole was a character, but continue.
Yeah, you never brought that up before. Anyway, I want to know how a white hole works. Where does the stuff come from?
Wait, so I didn't hear all of it.
Okay,
so like,
so
a white hole spews out the stuff that goes into black holes?
Well, not necessarily the stuff that goes into black holes. I mean, I guess, but like, it just spews out matter.
What?
Yeah. But, they're, like, so unstable, they just, like, explode after, like, a minute or something of existing.
Holy... Did hypothesize that this was a thing?
Yeah, I guess.
What?
It was, like, some mathematical...
Were they just like, dude, what if, like, there was, like, holes that spewed out stuff?
I think it's based on the idea that, like, if you have black holes that suck up everything, you have to have something that's, like, the opposite of that, or whatever.
Maybe when stuff goes into a black hole, this might sound stupid, it goes into, like, a different dimension or something?
I mean, yeah,
the white holes
spew
it out?
I mean, I thought that was what happened. I mean, I don't know what I've never been on the other side of a black hole, dude.
I think that's where the geek cast needs to go.
Into space.
Into a black hole.
I mean, that...
Join us next week in a black hole.
That would be kind of hard. I don't even, like, have a spacecraft to get to the moon, so...
Yeah, and I was in a black hole, I didn't have any internet, so...
Oh, last time you were in a black hole, I see how it is. So you're cool enough, you can just come back from a black hole.
Oh, yeah. Unfortunately, I blacked out. So I can't remember it.
Okay.
Puns, everybody.
Oh, do you have Flora Segunda with you?
I always have Flora Segunda with me.
Okay, I need to go get it. I'm gonna pause real quick. Okay. So, Flora Segunda. Oh, I just read, like, the most, like, favored, like, critical review on Amazon, right?
Flora Segunda?
Yeah, Flora Segunda. And it's still 3 stars, and it's just, the whole thing is, like, this is too weird. Like, I like it, but it's just so weird that I just can't like it that much.
That's a pretty accurate review.
Yeah, like that. Like, I respect that. Like, a lot of, like, Amazon, like, the, like, bad review is, like, it's just, like, someone giving 1 star and being like, meh. Anyway, Tim, you know what time it is?
Is it hammer time?
Hello. It's time to sit by the fire and read.
God.
Tim and Devin. Enjoy.
I hope that seemed really quiet. Did you even hear that?
Barely. Can you redo it?
We're good. We're good. We're just gonna keep going. Okay. So Flora Segunda. Alright, where did we leave off last time?
Well,
69, right? Page 7?
69.
I don't know why that's funny. Whatever.
Do you not? God, you suck.
Oh, was it ever... Did we ever find out why Flora got sick? Was it from giving magic to Velifor?
When was she sick?
Yeah, but why?
No, when?
Oh, the start of chapter 7, page 66. Also, okay, I want to get to know this Archangel Bob character. His name. I just want to know about him. Archangel
Dude.
Bob.
Wow, they use the name... Like, I've always, like, wondered... I've always kind of considered it, like, an achievement to you to use the name Bob without it sounding really weird.
Yeah.
And that sounds really normal. Wow.
Yeah.
Congratulations, Yusabue S. Wills.
Yeah. Also, Drawing Room of Depredations. I'm just gonna... There's 11,000 of these, potentially. I think I've said this before, but there should just be a book of all the names of the places. Okay, Orange Tiger Tea is, I think, why I marked this page.
What are you talking about?
On page 71.
How am I supposed to be on page 71?
Do you have a book with you? Okay, well, anyway.
Also, I love the fact that they use pig face as a swear.
Yeah, I don't...
Pig face, Devin, you are so weird.
Mama, why are you so darn stubborn? Okay, so she, like... Velifor keeps telling her, like, bro. If you get me out, I can help you out. Mama doesn't have to know.
Bro, she doesn't have to know.
If you do some magic on me, we're cool. And then he gives her...
We'll be bros.
Yeah. He gives her the Ashatanomicon, which, if that's not a reference to the Necronomicon, I don't even know.
I'm sure it is.
Or Ranger Ring for Everybody. So this is written by, Nini Mo, right?
Hmm?
Or whatever her real name is, Nyana Keegan.
Wait, this isn't written by Yusabue?
No. The book she gets. The magic book?
Oh yeah, it's written by Nino.
Yeah.
Is that her name?
I think it isn't Nini. Ninimo.
Aya. It is. You know, because they just say Aya,
I guess. They just say Aya a lot.
Aya.
Yeah. So then
that's
she
how
reads,
I read it.
She reads the whole book a bunch of times. She finds Udo, who, if you remember the title, that's the glass gazing sidekick of hers, right?
I don't know why they would remember the title. Let's just read out the title.
Yeah, you go ahead.
Flora Segunda. Being the magical mishaps of a girl of spirit, her glass glazing sidekick.
There you go.
Two ominous butlers, one blue, a house with 11,000 rooms, and a red dog. Dude, who's the other butler?
I think I know who it is. Oh,
what?
Wait. Have you gone that far? Did you read that chapter?
What chapter? I'm still at 116, chapter 12.
Okay, well, I think I know who the other butler is. It's not her, but it's not like a butler in their house. It's another butler.
Oh my god.
So, she goes with Udo... back to their house. They get in the elevator and, like, some really weird crap happens. They go down, even though last time she went up to get to the Librarica or whatever.
I was under the impression that the library, like, the elevator, like, snapped and it was falling.
Yeah. I guess, like, Velifor caught it or something and brought it there.
What?
But, like...
What?
What? That place must be so big. That room, that one room.
It has 11,000 rooms.
No, like the Biblioethica, the library. Because she said the first time she went there, the elevator went up, but this time it fell for like a long time.
Wait, the Biblioethica? That's the library?
I mean, there's a bunch of books.
Oh, I didn't gather that. I didn't put that together.
I mean,
wow.
I think that's what it is.
I thought that was just something that they talked about.
Okay, so yeah, they get out. She does her magic, which I'm just gonna. Like, he says, like, don't. Like, Flora, don't. This might blow up your head. Like, what? I'm just gonna. Magic is dangerous. Okay. Okay. We need to bring up the whole fetish thing. I'm gonna let you take care of that.
Okay, so. In this world. This story, butlers have powers, you know, they're powerful. We've even reading with us, right? So, like, their power and their body is manifested into a one physical object, and that object is called a fetish. Like, they couldn't think of anything else.
No, I'm pretty sure they chose that on purpose, Tim.
Why? We keep on saying they.
Well,
yeah, because we don't know what the gender of our
author
is.
Yeah, we don't know anything. Okay, so she decides to do a discernment sigil because it's, like, easy, even though there's all these other sigils that would have way better results.
Oh, yeah, and, like, oh, that was so weird, like, seemed to fit the bill perfectly. Really short. Oh, yeah. Okay, so... doing this one required the adept prepare by drinking nothing but fizzy lemonade for 3 days before and ended with the adept setting herself on fire. How would that benefit anyone? I don't understand.
That's the recollection sigil. And that's the obvious choice.
No, well, she's going to have to set herself on fire.
It requires an adar of crimson corn, starfish eyes. What? Starfish have eyes?
Yeah, I thought that too. I was like, starfish have eyes? What?
And a bowline knot. I don't even know what that is.
She's just making up stuff now.
The revelation sigil would also have probably worked, but it called for 6 adepts and a copious bloodletting. What? Did you just murder some people?
What is a bloodletting?
And then, this is the recovery sigil requires actions too disgusting to even contemplate. And those other ones are pretty bad, so... what? Okay. So then...
Kevin, can you pause it really quick?
Oh, yeah. Okay, so there's this, so when she casts a spell, right?
Right.
She does this weird thing where she breathes in one nostril at a time.
What? I did not read that.
You did not? What?
I mean...
Okay. So she breathes in one nostril for 4 beats, and then another one, and another one. And then she holds her breath and, like, focuses on the word. Did you just skip this whole part? Because when I talked about throwing up the magic, you didn't seem to... Okay, anyway. So then, I'm just going to read this. I opened my mouth and sucked in the glittering gnat-like letters. For a moment, my mouth was filled with a sparkly crackling. And then, in shock and surprise, instead of expelling outwards as I should have, I swallowed. The letters burned as they went down my throat, burning hot and burning cold. I gasped and started to choke. Redness dotting my eyesight, my stomach convulsed in a horrible searing pain, and I doubled over. Then the letters were boiling back up my throat in a scream.
Also, I read this. They both throw up in a scream. Fancy L, man holding a cup, recliner, fancy axe, teepee on its side, strange letters, spade.
And then exclamation mark.
Exclamation point, sorry.
The word was as loud as thunder, as wide as the sky, as concentrated as a single swing, as bright as a mortar flash. Okay, then Velafor swallows it. And then, like, okay, what does this line even mean? My mocha had had enough. It no longer wished to be friends with me, and its desire to depart was extremely urgent. Is she talking about, like, she drank coffee?
Yeah, she drank mocha earlier, remember?
Oh.
Did you just skip that part, Devin?
No, I was just like...
No.
Is mocha, like, a weird word for magic or something? So then she throws up her mocha, I guess. or something.
Or something. It might be the complete opposite of that, but
yeah. Then they go...
It won't matter.
Then they go searching, so for that spell does, it gives Veil of Four like a vision or like a sense of where his fetish is.
Yeah, I didn't really I don't understand, like...
So he's like, okay, I can feel it, it's this way. Apparently they walk for a while through a bunch of stuff. And then...
Good.
And they're like, dude, we need to go back.
I need to go home, I need...
Yeah. Dude, we've been here for like
crumpets.
8 hours. But, so on the way back, they make it to Flora's, dad's old room, right? And apparently his fetish is in there, and they, like, there's a bunch of stuff in there, like a Playboy magazine or whatever is what I got out of the, it's not exactly a Playboy magazine, but it's something like that. Oh, Naughty Nan's Risky Review. Scantily clad showgirls posing acrobatically. Oh, yeah. You know that.
Oh, yeah. That's my favorite piece of literature.
And then, okay, so they find this little box with no keyhole. And you need, like, the sigil or something to open it. Like, the sigil key, right?
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Right? Yeah. But, like, I can't tell if they just have bad eyesight or... there's like some kind of magic on it that when you look at this the little thing, that it's different each time. Because each one of them, when they look at it, they see something different on there.
Yeah, that was like, I just took that as it was really hard to see what it was. Your magic idea sounds way better.
Yeah. Also, pig face. I gotta go. Pig face. Like. It must not be that big of a swear word, right? It's just like a...
Like... Crap, I'd say.
Okay. So that's basically it.
Yeah.
That's basically where we get to. Oh, yeah, we'll save that for next time.
Yeah. But can you play the ending?
Yeah, it's probably going to be quiet. I don't know why. Well, hold on.
Hello. This has been Reading with Tim and Devin. Thank you for joining us, and come next time.
Alright, that was a bit better, right?
That was quite better, yeah.
Okay, well.
That'd be amazing.
Okay, well, what do you want to cover next?
I'm
just going to leave it up to you.
How much time do we have left? Or how long has this been?
About, like, 38 minutes.
Ugh, that seems kind of long. Like, do you want to just save the rest for next time?
Like, let's keep going. We're good.
38 minutes, Evan. Would you? How long are most podcasts that you listen to?
Like an hour and a half, or an hour.
Oh, not bad. Favorite TV show voting. Go.
Okay.
Click that link.
That is on, so, spoilertv.com. I don't even remember how I found this. They're having, like, okay, so voting for, so you have two choices, and, or well, technically four, because you have two finished shows, and you have two shows that are still on the air, like, still coming out. So, I just thought it'd be interesting, like, what are ours?
Okay, so, although, if you don't mind, Finnish show number one. You're gonna hate me for this, but Lost. Just because I haven't seen it all.
See, like, one season?
Yeah, I've seen, like, three.
Admittedly, what? No, you haven't. You didn't even see the... You didn't finish the second season, did you?
Yeah, I did.
You did?
I think.
You got... Were they in the hatch?
Yeah, they've been in the hatch for a long time.
Okay, well, I don't even remember when, like, the second season ends, so I'm probably not the best.
Okay, so Lost. Sorry if I yell.
Lost. So lost.
You name your first fantasy show. Well, I think.
Jesus Christ. I feel like probably Lost, even though like
real original.
That's one of the two. Lost is one of the two. I just don't know. Okay, so what's yours? What's your other one for finished? Like I would expect Dexter maybe.
Dexter's not finished.
Oh, it's not. Oh,
all the shows I watch are current. Buffy the Vampire Slayer, even though I've only seen two episodes.
What am I gonna put for my second one then? That's not. This is difficult. I'm just gonna say.
See why I was all flipping out.
Oh man, I feel like comedy shows and other shows should be separate. That's just me, but because I don't like comparing them.
Okay, then yeah, let's just finish the finished shows because this is clearly hard for both of us. And let's go to the current shows because I have a lot for that.
And see, that's the one I don't have a lot for. Okay, I'm gonna say best finish or my other finish show. I'll say Arrested Development.
Okay. Nice choice.
You haven't seen that.
No, I haven't, but it has Michael Cera in it, so it's gotta be great.
Yeah.
Okay, so for my current show, okay, let's start funny and then non-funny, which is bad. But funny, would you consider Doctor Who?
It's,
I mean, clearly.
It's whimsy.
It's whimsical?
Yeah.
Okay, so it's whimsical and non-whimsical. A-whimsical. So in the whimsical section, I put Doctor Who as my first go.
Okay, well, I would put Doctor Who as my other one and The Office as my whimsical one.
Oh, yeah.
Because I don't watch any other shows that are currently on, really. I guess I watch South
Park. No, stupid me. Oh, boy. Okay, yeah, continue.
Like, yeah, so I watch those two, and South Park is basically all I watch that's still on TV. Oh, well, no. Supernatural's still going.
Okay, well, save your answers, boy. Okay, so you're office, and then for mine, of course. I don't know why I didn't Okay, I changed Doctor Who. I changed it to Glee.
Oh, really?
Sorry, I like Glee quite a lot.
You like Glee more than Doctor Who?
No.
Oh, okay.
Stupid.
You just...
How could anyone? Then, for my second, How I Met Your Mother. That's my second favorite show of all time. Awesome. Amazing. So you go with your A whimsical.
Okay. Well then, we have those.
No, what? No, you have to go with your A whimsical.
What? I did.
What's your... Oh, you went all at once.
I went Doctor Who. Yeah, I went all at once.
Okay, well, for my not A whimsical, I put Doctor Who and then Dexter.
Oh, okay, you were doing two of both. I see.
Okay. Yeah. Okay, awkward.
I feel like my non-whimsical ones, it would probably be, like, Dexter and, like, if I watch these shows.
You can't pick shows you don't watch.
Yeah. Just talking about shows I don't watch right now, but it'd probably be, like, maybe Dexter and maybe Fringe.
You don't watch, how you don't know, though?
Yeah, I don't, but, like...
Okay.
Knowing me.
Then, for my A-whimsical, I put, Bones, ER. Bones and ER. And then for my whimsical, I put Friends and...
Friends? That's been off the air for like 20 years. How can you...
That's not current, is it? No. The Vampire Diaries.
That's your whimsical?
That was a whimsical. What's it?
Wait, so deck... Wait, what? I'm so confused. Okay. Let's just move on.
Thank you. End of this section.
We got, this list. Okay, reportedly.
Wait, that was top 25 cartoons. Why did it link us to that?
No, I just,
oh, never mind.
We're going to top 25 cartoons right now. This is from Entertainment Weekly. I don't really agree with a lot of these picks that they have in here. Okay, for one, this is just me. I don't think the Flintstones should be on here.
I think they should. They're like classic. Like,
yeah,
everyone knows.
Like,
it's just...
Have you watched the Flintstones? Are they good?
They're not very good, but...
Well, there you go.
They're a kids' TV show.
Well, yeah, from the 80s, I was just saying something. Also, what is the Boondocks? I've never
Oh, that's
that.
A stupid show about, about like, black people being
ghetto.
You know
what I'm surprised about? They don't have Avatar the Last Airbender.
Yeah, that was the best show ever.
Like, I've never seen it, but, like, considering how many people, like, love that show, I'm surprised it's not on here.
I want to watch that again, because my opinion might be different now that I'm not 10.
Also, actually, on the internet, there's a lot of people who are not 10 that like it, like, significantly more
I know.
Older than 10. But also,
really, it was just really good. It was epic.
I can't understand how Star Wars The Clone Wars is on here.
What?
It's not the, like, 3D one. It's the 2D one, but that was, like, 45 minutes long. It can't be in the greatest, animated TV series. I'm sorry.
Where is it?
What are you looking at?
Is it the big picture of the 25 shows?
Yeah, it's like...
Where is it? I don't see it.
Okay, it's B3. We're going by cells, or B2, I mean.
Oh, okay. I actually found it. That was weird.
Yeah.
What? That does not belong...
Yeah, that does not belong here. As far as I'm concerned, the Flintstones, probably the Boondocks does not belong here. I don't think Robot Chicken belongs here.
Yeah, Robot Chicken was stupid.
Yeah, Robot Chicken is stupid, and also it's like barely animated.
Yeah, and what's The Tick?
The Tick? Oh, I've heard The Tick is amazing. It's like, he's just like a really like dumb superhero.
Is it like Adult Swim?
Type thing. It's not on anymore.
But was it like an Adult Swim type of thing, or was it like a Nickelodeon type of thing?
So I don't really know.
Okay, yeah, I don't agree with most of this list.
Yeah.
Beavis and Butthead, no. Animaniacs, that was, I mean, it was good, but... What?
Animaniacs? I don't
know.
Star
Wars,
I haven't really seen a lot of Animaniacs.
What?
I haven't really seen very much any Animaniacs.
I know, I haven't.
As far as I'm concerned, Bugs Bunny wins this hands down. You just can't beat him.
Yeah, you can't beat Looney Tunes.
Also, Scooby-Doo, he's pretty awesome.
Is he not on this list?
No, he is. He doesn't deserve to win.
Good.
Let's just say.
Yeah, he definitely belongs there.
He belongs there, but he doesn't need to win. He's just.
Yeah.
He's not. I don't know.
Who was like, let's make the best list, and then they put Aqua Teen Hunger Force. That was such a bad show. It is. I don't know if it's still on. Hopefully not.
Yeah, hopefully not. I've never seen an episode of it.
I've seen, like, I used to stay up late and watch TV before I realized TV sucks and even that's way better. And I would run out of stuff to watch and occasionally I'd go to that. And it was so bad.
Also, I like how there's only one anime on this list. Like, what? Why?
Yeah, okay, this was completely invalid.
Yeah. Which, okay, if you're going to put one on, Cowboy Bebop is really good, so.
Have you seen it?
Yeah, I've seen it.
I haven't. I don't like this list at all.
Yeah, this list is...
Shit.
They chose... Like, yeah, this list... At least... I feel like I should vote just... not for any of the ones that suck. But I don't know what to vote for, though.
Okay, you know, I'm gonna go through this list and say whether it's good or crap.
Okay.
So Adventure Time... That's an amazing show. I wish I could watch more of that. I've only seen a few episodes, but it is so funny.
I have no idea what that is.
We need to watch that. You would love it.
Okay. You I think. Yes.
So I that's a yes. Then Animaniacs, crap. I mean, it's not actually that bad.
Actually, I don't think it deserves crap. It's like.
It's like eh.
It's like it's good.
So
it doesn't deserve
good,
to be on.
And crap. So Adventure Time, good. Animaniacs, ugh. Aqua Teen Hunger Force, crap.
Crap.
And then Archer. Have you seen Archer?
No, I've heard it's really funny, though. Or like,
yeah, it looks funny, so we'll just give that a...
give that a we have not experienced this.
Batman the Animated Series. That's invalid, because there's so many Batman series.
No, they're specifically talking about like the 90s one.
Oh, well, I haven't seen that.
That's, yeah, it's... It, that deserves to be on here. That's
yeah, thing. Definitely.
Beavis and Butthead. Yeah, no. I don't know what I would put in this place.
Okay, Bugs Bunny.
Yes.
Good. That's Star Wars Clone Wars. That's crap.
You were on for 45 minutes. I'm sorry. You were entertaining, but that, you don't deserve this. Cowboy Bebop. Yes.
Wait, why did you keep on saying it was on for 45 minutes? Like, was it really only one?
No, like... like, each episode was, like, 10 minutes or something. It was like...
Oh, that?
Yeah, that.
What?
I think that's what they're talking about.
What the balls? That does not... we need to play a sound effect.
Oh, jeez, I'm not there. Oh, don't... I'm on the spot.
Aw, balls.
There we go. Aw, balls.
That was very fitting. Okay, then Cowboy Bebop, give that a good, because, you know, you're good.
Sorry about that. In your house?
Kyle's in the kitchen. Then Family Guy, I mean, clearly that's a good, that's great. Futurama. Do you watch Futurama?
No. I mean, I don't have anything against it.
I don't really like it, but Ryan, my brother, says that it is the bomb dizzle. And it's really smart humor, not just stupid.
The bomb dizzle.
It's bomb Davy, so it's... then King of the Hill. What's your experience with King of the Hill?
Nope.
You didn't like it?
No, I know it's no experience with it.
Okay, I enjoyed it.
It's like 13 seasons long or something.
I know, God, so my dad got... Paula, my stepmom, like the entire series, and it took him like 3 years, because there was like each Christmas he'd get or like one of the three box sets.
Oh my gosh!
We each had like 7 discs or something. So then, Liquid Television. Do you have any idea what that is?
I have no idea what that. I'm gonna
never even heard of that.
Liquid Television. Hold on, I'm gonna look at it.
Okay, Ren and Stimpy.
It was on MTV.
Ugh, that immediately diminishes my opinion of it. Like, straight diminishes it, like, 1 flat 3, 1 flat 5. So
I mean,
Ren and Stimpy
is like, really weird or something. And it looks weird, so I agree.
Okay, Ren and Stimpy, third time, is, Robot Chicken is crap. Rocky and Bullwinkle, who decided to put that on here?
I don't know, Rocky and Bullwinkle, yeah.
Ugh, no, crap. It was not a good show. It was stupid. Rugrats. That's, of course, that was an amazing show. That was the show of a generation. That shaped my opinion on life.
Did it really?
So then Scooby-Doo, of course.
So basically, your opinion on life is terrible.
My opinion on life is mispronouncing words
and like
and imagination. So yeah, that is Rugrats did shape my opinion on life.
Okay, Scooby-Doo. Basically, if it weren't for you and your mailing kids, I would have gotten away with this. It's the list.
That's all you're gonna say.
That's all I'm gonna say.
South Park.
You cannot. That has to be on here. You just can't get away from that.
Yeah, that's not even... It's
like
inevitable. And SpongeBob, that is one of the single greatest experiences of TV.
I've not seen any of the new stuff, though.
The new stuff isn't that good, but...
Okay.
It's still pretty good, and the old stuff, like...
Yeah, the old stuff.
Ugh. Can't even, like... There's an episode where, like... have you seen the episode where, like... they steal a balloon or something, because it's
yes,
free balloon
yes.
day, and they get
love,
they have to, like, live on
yes.
their own. Like,
yes.
There's so many funny little parts in that episode.
Yeah, like the chocolate bar.
Yeah, like, not that, but like they're like, we have to, living on the run makes your boots and thighs strong. And like this, like, Swedish, like, I don't even want to talk about it. It's just,
yeah,
we should watch that together sometime.
Yeah, we should do, like, a
commentary. So the Boondocks is just, what?
I don't even...
It's not even good.
I'm sure someone likes it.
No one likes it. Not even the writers.
It's going to be 0% on the poll. Wait,
so then the Flintstones, eh.
Yeah, the Boondocks has 0.77% of the votes right now. better than Beavis and Butthead. Better than Robot Chicken. Okay, so
The Simpsons.
Is winning right now, yeah.
Batman's getting a lot. Adventure Time. Adventure Time has lower than the Boondocks.
What? It's probably just because, like, no one's... I had never heard of that.
I mean, yeah, it's really new. Star Wars Clone Wars, 0.34%. SpongeBob is only 2%?
What?
Awkward. Oh, wait, never mind. It's not that funny.
Wait, okay. Yeah, so basically Batman, South Park, and...
The Simpsons.
The Bugs Bunny and The Simpsons are basically, like, the top, however many I just said.
Oh, yeah, so back to that. Simpsons, yeah. The Tick?
Yeah.
No experience?
Yeah, well, from what I've heard, yeah. Adventure Brothers, from what I've heard, yeah.
From what Devin's heard, yep. And then the Venture Brothers, that looks really good.
Okay, I'm just going to vote for... Bugs Bunny, just cause. I'm just old school.
Kinda, I'm just retro hipster like that. I voted for Bugs Bunny.
I wouldn't call Bugs Bunny a hipster show though. Like, the whole premise is just people beating the shit out of each other.
Dude, I want to set a hipster trend of Bugs Bunny.
Like, all the Bugs Bunny episodes no one knows about or something? Like, what? Like, no, dude, this is the shit right here.
Have you seen... Yeah, I only watch obscure Bugs Bunny episodes.
Also, dude, like a couple years ago, I just started watching a bunch of old, like, Looney Tunes stuff, and, yeah, it's just... Some of them are so racist, it's not even funny.
Like, what?
Like, racist to, like... Like, there's one where, they're, like, racing, and there's this British guy, and he stops, and he's like, oh, it's time for tea! and he says, like, some derogatory thing that I didn't really get, but my dad was like, oh, wow, that is racist.
Like, racist about who?
The British people.
British is not a race, though.
Well... Whatever you want, then.
You can't be racist towards British people.
Britishist. Sure, you can be racist against anything.
You can be racist against a sponge.
And I'm racist against a twig. No, if I've learned anything from high school, you can be racist against anything.
I think, no, just...
And yes, high school does not teach you anything, so there you go.
That's now we're just talking... I hate when people talk about high school. But anyways... I can't decide. I think I'm gonna go with SpongeBob.
I fully endorse that. Also,
definitely.
Remember how I told you that I have a list of everything I want to watch?
Yes.
I've added Adventure Time.
Yes! We can watch that together, so don't watch it without me.
I won't. Okay, yeah, I think we're gonna save the apocalypse for later, even though that just happened. We've been going for a while now.
Yeah, how long is it?
It's about an hour. But I just want to play something for you that I found on YouTube that you just need to hear. Okay?
Okay.
I'm probably not even going to play the whole thing because it's kind of long, but here you go. Okay, just brace yourself.
It's a whole new world we live in, isn't it? Pokemon Johto. Everybody wants to be a master.
Okay. He's so confident in himself. Like,
what did I just experience?
He does the A-team. He calls them acapellas.
And it's, what?
It's just him. It's just him talking. It's amazing. Okay, and here.
No, 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 no.
Okay. There you go. Basically.
Ooh, I think we should just end it on that.
Yeah, we should just end it on that, but
don't even talk about it.
I just want to say one more thing. The best thing is when he's singing words. And then he just breaks into, where the music would be, it would already have started playing, and he just kind of, like, tries to mesh it. It's amazing. Anyway.
Well, you're gonna need to send me the link to that later.
You can find that at, the Sega Camp Library.
On the what?
The Sega Camp Library. Like, you know, the Sega?
Sega! Like that Sega?
Yeah. Like,
Sega.
like Sonic and Knuckles Sega. Anyway.
Like Sega.
Like, anyway. Okay, visit the website.
http://  www.wegageek.wordpress.com, bitches.
Boom. Okay, and follow us on Twitter. I'm at wegageek. Timothy's at
Pedrophiliac. That is Pedrophiliac.
No, spelled with an F though, because Tim's different.
Oh yeah, how are you supposed to spell it?
With a PH, remember? I told you.
I didn't. I remember you telling me that I was wrong. I don't know if you told me. Okay, well, yep. This has been Weird Geekcast.
Yeah.
Thank you for your time. And
it's a whole new world we live in. Pokemon Johto. Everybody wants to be a master. Everybody wants to show their skills. Everybody wants to get there faster. Pick the way to the top of that hill. Each day you try, gonna get a little bit better. Each day you climb one step more up the ladder. It's a whole new world we live in. It's a whole new way to see. It's a whole new place with a brand new attitude. But you still gotta catch them all and be the best you can do. Pokemon Johto. It's a whole new world we live in. But you still gotta catch them all and be the best you can. Pokemon Johto! Pokemon Johto!